It's time for a legislative update. Joining us live over the phone this morning is Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 in southwestern Wyoming. Representative, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Doing great. It's beautiful down here in Cheyenne right now. Beautiful day to work from.
It is blowing snow out here in western Wyoming, so it's typical, right? Representative, appreciate your time. We're down to the final few days of the session. Of course, let's start with the budget, and that's been a little controversial, to say the least, this year. Tell us where things stand.
So the budget has been very controversial. There's been about a $1.1 billion difference between the House and the Senate, the House being much more liberal and the Senate more conservative-minded. So the leadership of the House and Senate changed the committees, and they've been working on a budget. They came up with a new one last night. We won't see that until Thursday. But just to give you an idea where we are, the standard budget, which means to keep everything as is $8.7 billion. That's just to keep business the way it is. But the governor proposed a 24% increase up to $10.8 billion. And then the House, on top of that, increased it by another $300 million. So as it stands, the last time I saw the budget, as it stands right now, and it will change before tomorrow. We won't see it till tomorrow, but it's the liberals have control of the checkbook. And we've been trying to slow that down, but right now they are spending money while everyone is paying higher property taxes. State employees are standing to get another big raise, a step three raise, which would mean 30% raise in the past three years. And some of them will even get a 50% raise. So there's a lot of changes going on. Hopefully we'll be able to pare some of that down. But right now, the budget's going to be hitting a high watermark this year. It's going to be the biggest budget the state of Wyoming has ever had in the history of the state. So stay tuned. But hold on to your checkbook.
It's Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18 this morning. You mentioned the property tax bills, or at least you mentioned property taxes. Of course, that's been one of the most high points of interest for a lot of people. Speaking of checkbooks, where do you see some of those bills and what's remaining on the table right now?
So we started out, Duke, with 18 bills this year. We had 21 last year, and of course, nothing really happened last year. This year, we're really down to two bills now. One of them is a 5% limit, 3 to 5% limit on property tax increases. The reason I don't care for that one very much is because people like in Lincoln County that have seen their property taxes more than double in 3 years, it will stay there. What this does is just limit it from growing as fast in the future. But if you're being taxed very heavily right now, which you are, it'll continue to be that high watermark. So that one just limits the growth in the future. The one I really liked would give everyone a $200,000 exemption on their property tax. So if your home is worth $200,000 appraised value, you would pay no property tax for the next couple of years. If your home is worth $400,000 appraised value, your taxes would be cut in half. That's the one I liked the most, but it had a price tag of $300 million that the state would have to give back to the people. We have the money, Duke, and so that's what I wanted to do is this, with this surplus money that the state is wanting to spend, let's just give it back to the people. Unfortunately, that bill was changed last night by the representatives from Teton County. So instead of a $200,000 exemption, it would be a 25% exemption. So if you have a $200,000 appraised value on your home, you'd get a couple of hundred dollars off on your taxes. But if you have a $3 million home up in Teton County, you'd get a couple thousand dollars off on your taxes. So that one's still fluid. We're working on it. We're trying to push back on that change that happened yesterday and hopefully get it back to the $200,000 exemption, where we can get some of this surplus money the state has back into the hands of our taxpayers where they need it. With high inflation and high taxes and not seeing your wages increase 50% like some state employees, let's get some money back into people's hands.
It's Representative Scott Heiner again in southwestern Wyoming, House District 18. Representative, just for the final minute or two we have, any other bills of interest that you'd like to mention this morning?
Yes, there's a couple of other priorities I came down here for. One of them is parental rights and education. That is now law, albeit the governor refused to sign it, but it went into the law. What it does is require schools to inform parents about their kids' well-being. The schools must obtain parental consent for health screenings and must make all records available to parents and cannot indoctrinate children in gender ideology. So that is now law. So all the records that the schools may have on your kids, they have to be made available to parents. That's behavioral, educational, physical, all the records that they have. The other one is called Chloe's Law. It's named after a young girl that transitioned when she was a young girl. She had a double mastectomy when she was 14 years old. And then as she grew to age of maturity, she realized she didn't want to be a boy. But it was too late. And so she had gone through this transition, and she detransitioning it, you know, is not very successful. So the law was named after her. And what it does is prevents transitioning of our youth until they reach the age of maturity so they can make that life-changing decision on their own and not do it when they're a minor. So what it does is prevents surgeries, transgender surgeries, and puberty blockers until they reach the age of 18. And that is still, excuse me, that is still in the House. We'll go through third reading today, and so hopefully get that sent to the governor today.
It's Representative Scott Heiner this morning, House District 18. Representative, appreciate the updates as always, and I look forward to talking more over the next few weeks when the session's finalized.